you are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome to another installment of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the semi-lymph node edition. This is Bugsy. I'm here with...
Reverend Dr. Tedman. How's everybody doing today?
Ted, they can't hear you.
That's because I wasn't speaking in loud enough.
No, actually, they can't hear you because you're on the radio.
I don't know how to answer that.
Very well, everyone out there, if you shout, "Hi, Ted," at your radio, he may get a tingle in his dingle. So anyway, we're here tonight as filler,
because it's filler night.
Yeah, that's right. We are dusting off our cables and microphones and things, and representing the old LNI East facility tonight. We are here with Tedman, Dr. Tedman, Reverend Dr. Tedman, newly membered member of the Church of the Subgenius.
As of last summer, 2006.
You can see him at Dragon Con this year in Atlanta, working the booth, if you know what I mean, for the Troma folks. What's his name?
Lloyd Kaufman, duh.
Lloyd Kaufman has Ted humping around in a Kabuki Man mask, handing out flyers and things like that. So we're going to take the opportunity for this filler show to plug some things, Tedman. Come on, everybody, get behind the whole plugging Tedman.
Bend over, you know you like it.
So, Tedman, what have you been up to in the couple of years since you've been on the show, except for reruns?
No good, as usual. I've been doing film projects and movies left and right. And I've got one screening this July 15th.
2007?
Yeah.
Where at?
It's a blank stage in Marietta. The movie is called Jesus H. Zombie, and guess who plays the title role?
Who?
You're supposed to guess.
Nothing like dead air on the radio. Let me think. Not you.
Why not me?
Well, Ted, I mean, no offense, but you don't look anything like our zombie lord and savior.
I don't look any bit like the lord of the undead right now because I chopped off all my hair.
Well, don't yell about it. You did it. Nobody likes a whiner, Ted, man. That's it. Take this.
Hilly and deeply forested, Puerto Rico is considered a place of great natural beauty and serenity. Recently, however, a series of events have occurred which threaten to shatter this image. Events which continue to be as bizarre as they are inexplicable. Something has been mutilating the animals on the island in a way that defies the imagination as well as forensic science. Normally, one would assume that this is the work of some large predator, but that explanation cannot be applied in Puerto Rico. But aside from the relatively tiny mongoose, small lizards, and tree frogs, the island has no known predators until now. They call it Chupacabra, Spanish for goat sucker, due to the bizarre and frightening method by which it kills its prey. But this label may be too limited, as hundreds of chickens, sheep, cattle, and recently even household pets, like dogs and cats, have been victims of the elusive killer. The boldness of these latest attacks, sometimes occurring in broad daylight, is a chilling new development. No one knows where, when, what, or even who it will attack next. Whatever it is, a bizarre creature with supernatural strength, has terrorized this little Caribbean island, and there's many fearing for their livestock and even their families. Meanwhile, the death toll keeps rising.
All right, so Ted, your film Jesus H. Zombie, well, you didn't make it. Who made it?
The movie was made by Dan Heisel for Shy by Day Productions.
Who's Heisel for?
Heisel.
For?
Shy by Day Productions.
So his name is not Heisel for?
No, who said that?
Thought you did.
No, you thought I said it, but I didn't.
Hey, do you remember Kissy Fur?
You know what Dick Fur is?
So anyway, Ted, you got a screening of your thing. You're going to screen your thing while we're plugging Ted Man.
The story of Chupacabra may have its roots in the village of Mocha, located on the west end of the island, where in 1975 the first mutilations of this type began to occur. The nature and ferocity of the attacks refer to the name El Vampira de Mocha, the Vampire of Mocha. Local authorities dynamited an isolated cave believed to be the creature's lair. The attacks abruptly ended. But around 1990, shortly after Hurricane Hugo devastated an area of the Junque rainforest, said to be the site of a top-secret military laboratory, it is believed that something was unleashed again. The mutilations began to reoccur, first in a limited area around the rainforest, then an increasingly wider range. Many of the animals initially killed were goats and sheep, whose blood and organ parts were literally sucked out of their bodies through tiny incisions. It was then that the resurgent creature was given its name, Chupacabra.
So he used you and left you, and now won't return you. He left you covered in mud from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, well, not mud, but some people left me chained to the wall in the bedroom, and I won't even get into that.
It looked like you were covered in mud with leaves in your hair and fake blood in the mouth.
Oh, right. Yeah, who said that was fake? I was eating a cat.
Thank you. over this once tranquil island, often referred to as the Island of Enchantment, the mystery of Chupacabra may have granted it a new name, the Island of Mystery.
Hey, man, I know you're a musician as well, so we're going to play a song by you where you get pretty filthy. What's with that?
Which song is it?
It's the one where you get naked and have sex with guys and girls and at a sex circus.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a story behind that, and later on, the story's going to get really nasty. You'll never want to have sex ever again.
I doubt that. You know how hard that was to edit? To take out all the cuss words and flip them backwards or just mute them? And there you cuss all over that thing. You have a real potty mouth, Reverend Dr. Tedman.
Well, what do you expect? And besides, why did you do that? You're planning to get that on the radio. Yeah, yeah, okay. I still need to put drums on it.
I got some fake drums on it. It's okay.
Nah, F the fake drums. Fake drums are for Jesus.
Cuff the drums.
Yeah, cuff. Cuff. Cuff.
Just sit on top of me, but you just sit around and I come and watch and I'm outsiders have been eyewitness to a hideous creature lurking around their homes, and those who have lost their livestock by it receive no solid answers from medical or official channels.
We need to do a study with lots of research and detail, and that's what I'm going to do. But as far as speculation, I'd rather not say.
In fact, concerning any medical examinations, despite numbers of carcasses being shipped to undisclosed locations, said by reliable sources to be in the United States. Jorge Martin, Puerto Rico's renowned UFO investigator, local paranormal researcher, and radio talk show host, met with Bob Schott regarding this creature.
This creature, according to most of the witnesses, and we're talking about witnesses all over Puerto Rico, reliable witnesses such as policemen, government officers, religious people, ministers, according to all these people, the creatures seem to be like a blend, something very strange, very weird, like a blend between a kangaroo and some type of a small dinosaur type creature. They actually fly off. Somehow, these appendages, whatever they are, seem to impel these creatures, and they fly up in the sky. It's something very weird, because even though most of the witnesses have described that these creatures that are biped, they walk on 2 feet, seem to have like a membrane, under a skin membrane, under their arms that connects with the torso, they don't use this to fly or flapping anyway. They seem to use it just to direct themselves while flying.
According to numerous eyewitness accounts, the descriptions are basically the same. A hideous 3 to 5 foot creature with bat-like wings and huge red eyes. Between a monkey, a reptile, and a bat.
Ted Man, quick! Word association!
All right.
Bungalow.
Bunghole.
Love handles.
Hips.
Okay. Pork.
The other white meat.
Cephalopod.
Squid of evil.
Grand Funk Railroad.
American band.
Disney.
The Antichrist.
Flatulence.
Fart.
Blanky.
Michael Jackson's little boy.
Pixie stick.
Gesundheit.
Rabid.
Cujo.
Dolly Parton.
Big tits.
That's it.
What
else is there? Captain Merrill Stubing.
Captain Stubing. Is that the guy from the Love Boat?
Eggplant.
I am the eggplant. Goo goo gajoob.
Sticks.
Sticks. Beat you over the head with sticks.
Well, you see now.
Yeah, well, you see now.
I'm a depression baby.
I'm a depression baby. And I remember the WPA.
Maybe just start the same thing again and get those people out working.
Just start the same thing again and get those people out working.
Is it too menial for somebody to sweep the street?
Is it too menial for somebody to sweep the street?
And if you're getting enough money where you don't have to work,
there's no reason why anybody, five generations.
There's no reason why anybody, five generations of people, got to be on welfare.
I had a good time again. No offense to you, gentlemen. We had a bottle of hair, beer, and I told him, yeah, I better go home and take a bath. He had P.O. so bad that it was terrible. I said, you might be educated, but did your parents tell you to go dirty?
Seed lettuce dishes! Car seed! Chicago seed!
Kids nowadays, that's the whole thing. Too much money. Got too much money. They don't have to go out and struggle and work for things that, like when I was growing up, had to do. And I was lucky that I got a job delivering hats and a hat straw for 25 cents per hat. Too much money today is with the young kids. Everything is handed to them, and that's why they are the way they are.
We'll be right back. What's wrong with you, Ted Man?
You're asking me stupid questions.
So, Reverend Dr. Ted Mann, are you still the psychic pimp?
Always have been, always will be, yep.
So, how's psychic pimping going?
Business is good, as always.
Do you get any of that yourself, or you just dole it out to other folks?
I get it all. They pay me, I screw the whores, and I get all the money. They just sit around and wank.
I bet there's a lot of folks out there doing that right now.
But with me, it's even sexier.
I know, especially after they better get used to seeing you naked. I mean, they've got you in all sorts of visualizations, I'm sure. It's true. You know, if you look online, I bet you can find Ted Mann. He's even on IMDb for that Return of the Jackalope thing. So maybe you could, like, Google his place and find where he lives and, like, sit outside his window at night and throw acorns at it. When he comes to the window, you could expose yourself and see if he's into it or not.
Don't tempt me.
Not you. You're telling them not to tempt you. It's like a smorgasbord lined up outside your window.
All right. Okay, so I could expect a whole bunch of people at my window this evening. Thank you very much. I mean, really, thank you very much.
But yeah, I bet. And we'll get them all in the mood with the following song.
I've been trying, really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, well, come on. Let's get it on. Ooh, baby. Let's get it on. Let's love, baby. Let's get it on. Sugar. Let's get it on. But we're all sensitive people with so much to give. Understanding, sugar. Since we got to be, let's live. I love you. There's nothing wrong with me loving you, baby. No, no. And giving yourself to me can never be wrong if the love is true. Don't you know how sweet and wonderful life can be? I'm asking you, baby, to get on with me. Ooh. I'm asking you, baby, to get on with me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey! I ain't gonna worry. I ain't gonna push. Won't push you, baby. Stop beating around the bush. Hey! Let's get it on. Mm-hmm. Let's get it on. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, baby. Hey, let your love come out. If you believe in love, let's get it on. Yes, on, baby, this minute. Oh yeah, let's get on. Please, baby, please get it on. Hey, hey. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, darling. Stop beating around that bush. Oh, oh, gonna get it on. I'm begging you, baby, I wanna get it on with you. You don't have to worry that it's wrong. If the spirit moves you to let me groove you, good, let the love calm down. You know what I mean? I've been sanctified. Hey, hey. You give me good feelings, so good. Something like sometime. There's nothing wrong with love.
So, I guess that's pretty much it, unless you want to introduce this next song. It's the very first song you ever wrote live at the very first gig you ever played.
It is?
It is. You want to introduce it?
It's called Better Get Used to Seeing Me Naked?
No, we already played that. We're back, and now we're going to play another Ted Mann song. But this is going on the Wayback Machine, probably 1988.
Oh, I feel like Ace Frehley right now.
Don't even remember what song you wrote.
Exactly. It's I've wrote several of them. With
this the first song.
First one. Is it I Can't Sing?
No.
Loogies of Doom?
1988, Ted.
1988. Hurt the Old Guys?
You didn't write that.
No, I didn't. It can't be Armored Assault.
It can't be? Ha ha! That was fun, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, 1988, whoopee. A lot of crap was going on. Reagan was still president, and
neat. That's neat. But before we whip this out,
whip it out.
Break my heart.
But it'll be worth it.
Well, did he not? I wanna be sedated. Just get me to the airbox, put me on the show. Hurry, 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 before I gotta go. Can't see my cheeks, can't see my toes. Oh no.
Hey, so I saw the scene you're in The Castrator.
Yes.
I actually watched that.
Finally. So did you watch the whole thing?
Nah, man, I watched after he killed the guy who was sleeping with his girl.
Did you see the part where he was strangling the doctor? The doctor was played by the great Atlanta filmmaker Christopher Thomas, who I'm also working with.
All right, so what other films have you been in, or shorts, or whatever?
There are some called Carnal Highway and Return of the Jackalope, which I shared the screen with Ernie Hudson and Dean Haglund, other people you've seen on the real movie screen, people who get real deals from Hollywood. And let's see, Return of the Jackalope, that was made by another great Atlanta filmmaker, Chris Burns, and his people.
So you'd say the movie scene here in Atlanta for independent underground movies is picking up?
Sure looks it.
And the vampire-like savagery to suck the blood and organs from its victims, no matter what size, roams the island.
What kind of animal can make these kind of wounds? That's a good question. To my opinion, I do not know of any kind of animal that can make that kind of penetrations that deep.
This bizarre creature dominates any animal it encounters. It appears from out of nowhere, takes its prey, and vanishes. Despite the best efforts from journalists, political figures, and researchers, no one has gone public with the capture of this elusive and terrifying predator. In a serious attempt to try to track down this creature, Bob Schott gets Mayor Soto's support and the cooperation of local authorities. At Melvin Reyes Ranch in the village of Canovanas, the site of most of the killings and one of the more gruesome attacks, a farmer's sheep reportedly had its tail torn from the roots by this creature.
You can also find Reverend Dr. Ted Mann on the interweb on www.myspace.com/TedParker1970. That is my music space where you will hear I Can't Sing, Loogies of Doom, and Pizza Boy, and view a self-made video called Parker, in which I lampoon Patton, and a trailer from Return of the Jackalope. And I have a film page also, that's www.myspace.com/TedParker2_1970. And that one seems to be very popular with the ladies who like to work with the psychic pimp. Business is good.
So, Ted, man, do you have any tattoos?
I got two of them. I got a big black box and I got Bill the Cat.
You got a big black box?
Yeah, a big black box.
Why do you have a tattoo of a big black box, Ted, man?
Got words under here. It says mystery box.
That's hysterical.
So I guess it is exactly what it says it is.
I can't think of anything else to say to you, Ted, except for good luck with The Rock, good luck with the movies. I hope things are continually good for you. And thank you for joining us on this special filler edition of Bob Slack Time Funhouse, the semi-lymph node edition. I'm Bugsy.
I'm Reverend Dr. Ted Mann. See you all at Dragon Con.
Creatures known as Chupacabra.
Where the UFOs and creatures were sighted, reveal where something large had been resting.
Okay, see how that's all different? Look here. Look down here, see how they're bent to the left? As if something come up through here or down through there. See that? Way down in through here. This brush doesn't look like it's broken, Jorge. It looks like it's bent down in here.
Right there was something watching us.
What did you say?
I don't know, that was like a red light, like this side.
How close?
It's not really close.
Let's go. Something's going through here. Look, there's a path right here. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. For Dorado, the search revealed that something large had been present in the exact area of the sightings, as evidenced by the impressions of the deep, grassy field. What may be the most chilling account of all comes from El Junque.
Around February of this 1996, down in Luquillo, there was a man and a woman that were driving their vehicle to some part of the Junque. And their car just stalled for a second. and engine just went in blank. They got off the car, started checking around, opened up the hood. All of a sudden, this lady was attacked by some kind of animal or creature. She said that it was an animal, and the creature attacked her just around right around her neck here.
Yes.
And her husband, they started to move around and force had a, they were fighting against something that he didn't know what was he was fighting. It was dark. He got this thing, the creature or whatever it was, off of her. It was heavy and just disappeared all of a sudden. They got to the nearest hospital that's in Luquillo and filed a report to the police department and the hospital. And there was I couldn't get the report because we tried to find out for information and details and that, and everything was so secret, and it's just disappeared all the information.
The Chunky Rainforest area, located on the northeast end of the island, beautiful but mysterious, with its thick vegetation, is a perfect cover for any creature. An area of many UFO sightings, El Chunque is also a suspected location of strange, top-secret activities by the military.
There is something very strange going in there.
That he moves very, very, very fast. Because one day it's here in Sayre, one day it's in Calle, one day it's in Arecibo, one day it's in many other places. You know.
What do you two guys think it is?
Well, I don't think it's really, really comes through to something to worry, because many animals is being killed. Nobody knows yet what is what.
You've heard all sorts of good stuff tonight. You heard Ted Mann's Better Get Used to Seeing Him Naked, and you've also heard Ted Mann's Armored Assault as performed by a throbbing member in 1988. Tonight you've also heard some mishmashes from Styx's first couple of records. All the vocals were removed, and they were mashed up together. And
back when Dennis DeYoung was actually cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I'd like to see him in a wimp fest with him and Steve Perry and Michael Bolton singing ballads and then getting beaten up by ex-members of their bands for being wimps. I don't know. Wouldn't you?
And, golly gee whompers, I guess that's about it, y'all. So here's about 20 minutes of bumpers.
Say hi to Susie for me. Hi, Susie, for me.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
You may also have heard several clips of Adventures Beyond, Chupacabra, an edit of Ted Mann's song Earth Gun, Ted Mann's versions of the Ramones' I Wanna Be Sedated, and Kisses, King of the Nighttime World, and Ted Mann's original song, not a Ramones ripoff song. You also may have heard my version of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, and in a few minutes to close out the show, Sadistic by Bowes Field, featuring me on guitar. Enjoy.
Tired of hearing about terrorists and rape rooms?
Then stop listening to Donald Rumsfeld's personal echo chamber and get with the truth!
Bob Slaptime Funhouse!
Reverend Susie the Floozy and the Lift Note Institute tag-team your ear holes with shocking revelations of truth too bizarre to be lies!
Bob Slaptime Funhouse!
Inject your brain with cognitive viruses that allow you to scoff at the agony of this dying pink culture
and live in a petri dish of your own delusions.
Ooh, squirt your way to oblivious enlightenment with Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
right here on WREK Atlanta. Listen online at WREK.org. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse!
Well, from Bugsy and Reverend Dr. Ted Mann, we bid you farewell and thank you and good night.
Try to sleep well.
And- And thank you, Doc, and thank you, Susie, and everybody have a damn good life.
The name of the promo you'd like to hear. You have selected Hour of Slack.
In a world gone pink, one ragtag band of Yetis dares to fight the conspiracy. Red-eyed warriors behind enemy lines courageously rescue your Slack every Saturday night at midnight on WREK Atlanta.
General for Life, J.R. Bob Dobbs, rallies the troops under the auspices of his fluffy puppet, Ivan Stang, to guide the world into a new dark age of slack.
But it won't be
easy!
The conspiracy thought tube is slurping at your cerebellum and molesting your medulla oblongata!
Don't call your pusher, don't call your priest. Just listen to the Hour of Slack, followed by Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Your own little cool point when there's no turning back.